Proposed changes to the Doña Ana County Unified Development Code are under review by the DAC Planning and Zoning Commission, which is currently evaluating proposed regulations on cannabis. The change is prompted by the passage of the Cannabis Regulation Act on the state level, legalizing cannabis and granting local jurisdictions the ability to set time, place, and manner restrictions. Community Development Planner Albert Casillas says the proposal will limit where cannabis consumption areas can be located.
We're basically saying if you want to have a consumption area, currently right now you're only going to be allowed to operate within a retail establishment. So cannabis in such consumption areas is only allowed if the cannabis consumption area occupies a separate and distinct area inside the building from which smoke does not infiltrate other indoor workplaces or other public spaces.
A big concern among cannabis stakeholders is a proposal requiring select special use permits. County staff is currently recommending special use permits in residential zones in order to give notice to nearby residents. Commissioner Steve Montañez says that while he emphasizes with the frustration cannabis growers are feeling, he stressed it is the responsibility of the commission to consider the impact on all stakeholders.
Our job is going to be once we come up with a proposal that everybody can, not everybody, but that most of you can be happy with, is to consider the interests of everybody involved, not just everybody who's applying for a permit. There are going to be residents who at first are going to have an issue with traffic impact. They're going to have an issue with retail in their neighborhoods.
Local business owner Jason Estrada says drawing out the county process will severely impact the growing season, emphasizing that cannabis growers have to meet select county requirements prior to applying for licensing through the state. Already, the state has begun to accept licensing applications. But without clear guidance, Estrada says he fears Doña Ana County growers will be left behind.
No idea how long the state's going to take. We all can agree on that they can take forever. People in Doña Ana County are not going to have their crops ready. Doña Ana County will get left behind because the small business owners that are opening up retail shops in Las Cruces will be buying from other counties. We'll be purchasing from other counties. We're going to be moving it out here. And then Northern New Mexico, again, is going to get a step up. Northern New Mexico is going to come in and set up all their retail facilities. Other states are going to come in. And it's just, we're going to get left behind one more time. So I love that the county is trying to work out everything for every citizen possible. We just probably got to move it forward a little bit because the beginning of the year, there's a real time frame for growing. And it's not going to work out.
Cannabis stakeholder Kevin Lutz also spoke out, noting his concern that greenhouse construction could require a special use permit.
Get the better product indoors in a greenhouse. And having to have, if you're agriculture and you're already growing crops on 500 acres, I don't understand why it would be a special use permit to erect a greenhouse just to cover it. Because it is just a covering. That's really all it is. It's climate control. You'll get a better product. We'll have less people getting mold in their cannabis, less people getting pests and pesticides in their cannabis if it is in a controlled environment in a greenhouse.
The Doña Ana County Planning and Zoning Commission is currently scheduled to vote on the proposed cannabis regulations October 14th. Their recommendations will then be sent to the Doña Ana County Board of Commissioners for approval. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.